Why does it say in the Mishnah 15 arayas poitras tzoroseyim v'tzoros tzoroseyim? Kedektoni b'seifer. It says in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Hoyso bitoi achas mikol arayas ha'elu. So the Tani calls it arayas. And the same thing in the Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel. Shisha arayas chamuras me'elu. So twice the Tani calls it arayas. So if the Tani calls it arayas, frekteisves, why in our Mishnah it's called chameshesre noshim and not chameshesre arayas? משום דאמרים בגמור זוג תיסס מניון אוסי למיעוט צורסוית וצורסי לניס וממהנס ומרסר גרוש אוסר דפן מן דאמרים דה דתנה דה מניון דה ריש מניון דה סייפה למיעוט צורסוית וצורסי לניס צורס מרסר גרוש אוסר that they don't part with the Torah for certain reasons the Gemara explains the avetone arayes have a mashma de lemeute arayes de loike choshiv kosi. What is Thesis' start? Thesis is answering that the reason it doesn't say Chamesh Yisra Arayas because the Minyone is Oti Lemiute Tzoras Soito Tzoras Marzri Grushosoi Tzoras Memaenes. And if the Tanna would write Arayas, we could not Memaed these from the Mishnah. Those are the aside of Thesis' start. The Tanna wants to be Memaed or the Tzoras Islandis, or the Tzoras Soito. And if the Tana would write Arayas, he cannot memayet these from the Mishnah. He cannot memayet these from the Mishnah. Does he say? Cannot memayet these from the Mishnah. Why he cannot be memayet these from the Mishnah? If it says Arayas, why these are not memayet from the Mishnah? As vos as shteit Arayas. Why he can't be memayet these from the Mishnah if shteit Arayas? So the Loshon HaTosfos says, the avetone arayas have a mashma de lemiute arayas de loike choshiv kosi. What Thesis means? If the Tana would write arayas, would mashma that we could only memayet arayas de loike ktori. De lemiute arayas de loike choshiv kosi. So we will take Tzoras Islandis. So it maybe is leichter. We'll try to be mashma the Thesis with a handle around Tzoras Islandis. Tzoras Islandis, what is Islandis? The Aloch is Bilun Asher Teilet Prat Le'Islandis. There is no Yibum Be'Islandis. But not only there is no Yibum Be'Islandis, the Islandis patterns the Tzorah. Not only there is no Yibum Be'Islandis, Islandis patterns the Tzorah. Islandis patterns the Tzorah. How she patterns the Tzorah? The Islandis itself, a potu meibum, says asher teilet prat leilenis. So the Islandis is potu meibum, asher teilet prat leilenis. Why she patters the Torah? Val it says asher teilet prat leilenis. So we know that Islandis is potu meibum. After we know that the Islandis is potu meibum, after we know that the Islandis is potu meibum, so we say like this. So now she's a ishesach. So Be'etzem, her Eishes Ach has to patter a Tzorah. So the Machlekes later in the Gemara is, if Islandis patters the Tzorah or not, is the Islandis is potter ma'asher teilet prat le'Islandis. But after that, the Islandis is potter, the noise is, if the Islandis will patter the Tzorah or not, what would be the noise if the Islandis will patter the Tzorah or not? The noise will be, the Islandis is Eishes Ach, she's potter me'ibum, so kum tzorik the Eishes Ach, now that Ishesach has to patter the Tzorah. So one man the Omer holds the island is the Ishesach patters the Tzorah, and one man the Omer holds that the island is the Ishesach from the island is does not patter the Tzorah. Zok Teisves, if the Tana would write Arayas, I would not know to Memayet that island is doesn't patter the Tzorah. Why I will not know to say that the island is will not patter the Tzorah? Because what is the erve of the island is that patters the Tzorah? Erve von Eishesach. The Tana already writes 15 noshim eishesach. So you can't be memayet that he came to memayet Islandis. He came to memayet dafka these 15 arayas and not different arayas. But Islandis is included in the Mishnah. So you can't be memayeter from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says these 15 and nothing else. Means nothing else, different arayas. But Islandis is the eishesach. Eishesach part is the tzoro. So if you want to remind that Islandis doesn't part of the tzoro, if it says 15 ladies, 15 ladies, 15 noshim, Islandis is lady number 16. So she's nismayed from the Mishnah. Saita, she's nismayed from the Mishnah. She's not an erve, but she's nismayed from the Mishnah. But if you say 15 arayas pater, Islandis is also one of the arayas. And she also paters. So I cannot be memayet Islandis from the Mishnah. This is Loshna Teisves. We have a ton of arayas. Have a mashna miurit arayas the loikachoshiv kaosi. But arayas that are in the list of the 15, we not memayet them from the Mishnah. What? Val already is written down Eishesach. It's one of the arayas of the Mishnah. Eishesach is ma'ovi v'shesach shulei ba'ilomoi. Eishesach is already written down in the Mishnah. So Val Eishesach is already written down in the Mishnah. You can't be memaited. You only can memait arayas that are not written down in the list of the Mishnah. Arayas that are written down in the list of the Mishnah, you cannot be memait. These are the words of Tesis. In Tesis Yeshonim steht der andere Terz. Tesis Yeshonim ois Aleph Inami. Loi mozi le mit me arayes. Why? Mishum de avetone arayes loi have yedine le meuta de rave de ravasi. De ike le meimar de hane loi tonelu mishum de lav erveninu. And I can see that some learn that this is the pshat in Tesis. Nay. It's two pshatim. It's Tesis Teretz and Tesis Yeshonim Teretz. Two different terutzim. Tesis Yeshonim Teretz and Tesis Teretz. Why it's not written down arayas? And it's mamish interesting. It's mina kotze la kotze. Tesis learns why you cannot be memayet islandis from the Mishnah if it would be arayas. Because it's included in the Mishnah. It's one of the 15. I thought that the Mishnah is memayet arayas that are not in the list. Arayas that are in the list are not nismayet. And Tesis Yeshonim says, punk fakel. I can't be memayet islandis because islandis is bichlal nishken helvet. I only can memayet people that are considered a helvet that they don't batter the tzorah. Soita is not considered a helvet. Tumaksiba ke arayas, but she's not a helvet. Mazigushosi is not a helve. Mamanis is not a helve. Adnis is not a helve. So Mamela, I can't be Mamait. Mamela, I can't be Mamait. So I want to be Masbir. These two Terutzim, there's Yeshonim and Teisves, and we'll go Keseder Advorim. We will start with the Teisves Yeshonim. Teisves Yeshonim is the easiest way. I know some even took the Teisves said it. But let me get in Teisves Yeshonim. Teisves Yeshonim says again, why it's not written down Chameshesre Arayas in the Mishnah? Because then I would not know to memayet Tzora Soito. Because the Tanya only could memayet different Arayas. Soito is not an Erve, so you can't be memayeter. Islandis is not an Erve, so you cannot be memayeter. Mazagushose is not an Erve, you cannot be memayet. If it says Chameshesre Noshim, every different lady in the world that could be memayet, only these 15 and no one else. But if it says only these Arayas, it's only memayet andere Arayas. But nicht andere Arayas is not nismayet. This is the Teisves Yeshonim. And here the Shaila is, frag the Welt, why Islandis is not called the Erve? Lechure. What is the Shaila? We have a Machleikis. Bez Hashem will see it Keseder. I think this is the last part of the Akdoma Be'etzem. If Islandis patters the Tzora or not. Sugis and Daf Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Chof. If Islandis patters the Tzora. Islandis for sure is not Misyabem, and she's not Choyletzes, she's Mufka from the Parche. V'hoyo, Abchor Asher Teilet, Prat Le'Islandis, that is Mufka from the Parche. As a Machleikis, if she patters the Tzora or not. Be'ashkofa Rishoyino, she has to patter the Tzora. She's a Ishesach. She's a Erve. So she has to patter the Tzora. Why she doesn't patter the Tzora? So Tesis and Davches is Mashma, because she's Mufka from the Parche, so she Keilu never fell. It has to be someone that falls Le'ibum, And she's patur, she patters the Torah. She's ke'en sheloi b'mokim mitzvah. We will learn it Be'ez Hashem and Dafches. Aber in the Teis Yeshanim here, we see a different hasbah. Why Eileen is doesn't patter the Torah? L'chur, she's a erbe von Eishasach. She's a erbe von Eishasach. And that Teis Yeshanim says, Dehani lav mishum ervaninu. The reason they don't patter the Torah, not that it's kind of arayas that don't patter the Torah. She doesn't patter the Torah for a different reason. Why she doesn't patter the Torah? Shteida de yesoid von Reb Chaim. And this part is based on the last piece of the Akdome before we start. Reb Chaim said a yesoid. I'm saying it now, the Nusach HaPoshut, Be'ez Hashem, when we start Yevamos. Reb Chaim said, Eishes ach minefile zu does not patter Torah. Those are the yesoid of Reb Chaim. Eishes ach minefile zu doesn't patter a Torah. Es ist auch meine viele Sudas und Pater der Zoll. What is the Hesber? I will explain. Very, very simple. Reb Chaim said like this. My brother dies, he's married to my daughter. I can't do Yibum. She patters the Zoll. He's married to my sister. Can't do Yibum. She patters the Zoll. Married to my mother. She's an Islandist. She can't do Yibum. I'm asking you a Shaila. The Eishes Ach that she has inside her. Wants Yibum or doesn't want Yibum? The Erve wants Yibum or doesn't want? As the Ishesach, he wants Yibum or he doesn't want Yibum? What? Avada he wants Yibum. The Ishesach. The Erve from the Ishesach is a similar Yibum. She can't do it. But the Ishesach, the Erve, is a similar Yibum. Not it's a stirele Yibum. The Ishesach is a similar Yibum. Every erve, the erve is not a sibele yibum. The bitu is not a sibele yibum. The achus isho is not a sibele yibum. The erve, not the ishesach. The ishesach is, but the erve not. An erve that is not a sibele yibum could also patter the Torah. An erve that is a sibele yibum, a ishesach is the loshon for Reb Chaim. A ishesach benefile zu does not patter the Torah. Learns Reb Chaim, and Be'ez Hashem we'll see when we go to the Sugyas of Eilanis. This is the Teis Yeshanim. Eilanis doesn't patter the Torah, she's not an erve leibum. The ishesach is not an erve leibum. Man, it doesn't patter the Torah. What? We have to explain the Madama that patters, Be'ez Hashem. We have to explain the Madama that patters. Tashel Taylor is Moitzer and Ganson. We'll have to explain it, you're right. Aber das steht, we have to remember, we have a Teis Yeshonim. Teis calls it Fakelt. It's included in the Mishnah. Steht Eishesach. Noch Eishesach. Ist doch dieselbe Sach. And Teis Dafches will explain, Eilenis is a Erve, Eishesach. Why it doesn't patter the Zoro? Teis will say, Shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. We'll have to explain, felt in the Nefile, we'll see in Dafches, how Teis will learn it, will stream with this Teis. Aber the Teis Yeshonim in Keseder, I think it's three Teis Yeshonim like this in the Perek. The Eishesach von Eilenis is a Eishesach as Vil Yibur. Bemele, that Eishesach, the Loshon for Reb Chaim is Ach Menefile Zu does not patter. I'll bring you the Moshul, and Be'ez Hashem Miyad, when we finish the Stasis, and we start the Tasim, we'll see Miyad in the last, in the end of the Amud, the whole Reb Chaim Be'ez Hashem, I'll give you the Moshul from Reb Chaim. Chai Velavim Ve'aseh. Da'ayu, Almona Lekoyin Godel, we said, if you remember the Psichah Shir, Chai Ve'krisis, you can't do Yibum. Chai Ve'lavim Midei Raisi, you could do Libum, Yibum. Midei Rabbonon, you can't do. Gzei Rabbi Rishen, not to be a Shnir. But Chai Ve'lavim Ve'ese, that they have, Ein Ese, Deich Eloise Se Ve'ese, so you can't do Yibum. You have to do Chalitza, you can't do Yibum. Almon Lekoyin Godel, Mishnah Lef Chof Gimel, you can't do Yibum. The Mishnah Lemelech said, Val Yimufka from the Parsha, the Ishesach comes back. Chavelavim ve'esa that you can't do Yibum, the Ishesach comes back. Fregt Reb Chaim, fregt the Teis Arosh, fregt Reb Baruch Ber, if the Ishesach comes back in Chavelavim ve'esa that you can't do Yibum, so why Chavelavim ve'esa don't patter the Tzora? The Ishesach will patter the Tzora. The Ishesach will patter from Chalitza. The Teretz is Ishesach min Efile Zu never stirs. That's the Yisrael of Reb Chaim. Ishesach min Efile Zu never stirs. Weil der Ishesach will Yibum. Der Ishesach ist nicht Mufka von der Parsche. Der Ishesach will Yibum. Weil der Ishesach will Yibum, der Mele ist nicht Mufka von der Parsche. So das ist wie der Avon und der Teis Yishonim. Aber warte, es ist noch Hezber. So Teis Yishonim's answer is simple. Teis Yishonim's answer is simple. Why you can't say Arayas? Because then you cannot be Memayat Soito, because it's not a Herve. And it's Mashma that you only Memayat different Arayas. You can't Memayat Zos Ayres because it's not called the Herve Le Yibum. So maybe you can't be Memayat. Teis is said Fakir. The reason you cannot write Arayas, because if the Tana would write Arayas, Zogteisves, I would not know to Memayat Islandis, because I would try to Memayat Arayas de Loike Choshiv. But Arayas that are included in the list, I would not have a tzad to be Memayat. Arayas that are included in the list, I would not have a tzad to be Memayat. And where are they including in the list? Eish Esochiv Shal Abay Lomay. Shteit Eish Esach. Shteit Eish Esach. And the Chiddush of Reb Elazar Moshe, he asks a kasha. It's the first, it's Oil Moshe, it's called the back. The first aura that he has on Yevamos, he doesn't put it on the Tesis, but we will ask it on the Tesis. He asked Tesis kasha alein. Why it doesn't say Arayas in the Mishnah? Zog Reb Elazar Moshe, you know why it doesn't say Arayas in the Mishnah? You don't have 15, you only have 14. It's just Ochiv Me'imoi. Both of them are the same erve. It's 15 ladies, but it's not 15 arayas. It's 15 ladies, but not 15 arayas. So Zog Reb Elazar Moshe, well, it's 15 ladies, not 15 arayas. You can't write down 15 arayas, 15 noshi, 15 arayas. You don't have 15 arayas. You don't have 15 arayas. You don't have 15 arayas. And then the Oros, he says, V'ayin Teisvus. Teisvus steht nicht da sei. Teisvus asked the kasha. Teisvus asked the kasha. And Teisvus himself said, I can't write arayas because Islandis and Shiloh Be'ilomi, both of them are called Eishasach. So Teisvus is dancing in the same halach. Two Eishasachs. I can't be mad, yeah? No, so how you could call it 15 arayas? It's not 15 arayas. It's Eishesochiv Me'imoy, and Lov Shaloi Ba'ilome, it's one erve. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah is counted as one love. Even the Gemara has a ribuy, Eile Elo Minahav, Minahem, Minahem, Minahem. But the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah as mitzvah, he's Mo'ineh to one. But we muchach that tastes holds like the Ritva and the Yud Zayin. The Ritva and Yud Zayin state, Eishesach Minahem, Eishesach Minahav, Stay shame we say. The male it's 15 arayas. If you remember in the psychish year, we mentioned the same thing. Legabi chamoisoi ve'im chamoisoi ve'bas ishtoi. We said that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs learns that it's one erve, it's not different arayas. He counts them three, chamoisoi, im chamoisoi ve'im chomiv, and he doesn't count bas ishtoi, bas bito, bas bno. And the Rambam will learn the Mishnah is chamesha sonoshi. Tesis that asked that you could call it Chamesh Esra Arayas will obviously learn like the Bahag that the Mishnah is Taka Chamesh Esra Arayas Chamoisoi Ve'em Chamoisoi Ve'em Chomiv Ve'bas Ishtoi Ve'bas Mlo Ve'bas Bito are different Arayas. It's Chamesh Esra Arayas. Chur, this will be Seder Advori. Ander Nuschos, but I think this is the Leichter Weg. Let me gain the next Tesis. Ad Sof Ha'Oilo. So we're starting to learn Yevamos. I think till he was the psiche, now lo mehetzachon, learning the dvor. Ad sof ha'olam. Hochel eshaich lemifrach, came in the tone ad sof ha'olam, tzoros tzoroseyem lomoli. If it says ad sof ha'olam, so why you have to say tzoros tzoroseyem? Kedeporich ba'akoysef, came in the tone ad sof ha'olam, peres peroseyem lomoli. If it's, for sure, Sof HaOilom is much more than Peres Peresayim. The awesome Vadei Be'akoysev lo yotzorich lichtev shneyim. Because we're talking on the person that is writing the shtar. Aval orche uche de tane le mitne lo yzu avzu. So what was Tesis Kasha? If it says Ad Sof HaOilom, why you have to write Tzorah Tzoroseyim? It's included in Ad Sof HaOilom. Like this, the Gemara asks a Kasha. Zogt er, yeah, the Gemara dir asks a kasha on Losh Bnei Odom. But the Tana is allowed to write Tzorosayim, and Safa Oilom, Loizu Avzu. Loizu Avzu. Vim Toimar, the cave on the Tonit Tzorosayim, at Safa Oilom Lomali. Now he's asking a different kasha. I understand if it says Safa Oilom, you could write Tzorosayim. But now I'm asking a different kasha. Write only Tzoros Tzorosayim, and Misvora would figure out myself at Sof Kol Ha'olam. The Ochi Daik B'tmura B'Perik Elu Kodshim came in the Ton of Lav Lodom as Kodesh at Sof Ha'olam Lomali. V'oim Arida Osom came in the Ashmin of Lav Lodom Korav Shlomim and we're not Choyshe Shiegadil B'hem Adorim Adorim V'meil Shamin and Du'adin at Sof Ha'olam came in the Lichai Shosham Yegadil B'hem Adorim Adorim. אבל הוכס על כדאי תוך דצורת צורסיים אסירי תפי לוי. It's two ways how to read the stasis. I don't think it's a difference below this. You can read it like this. אבל הוכס על כדאי תוך דצורת צורסיים אסירי תפי לוי פשוט דליצרו דרשין אלו וליצרו משמטרי שני ראשים. Or you can read it like this. סל כדאי תוך צורת צורסיים אסירי תפי משום דליצרו דרשין אלו וליצרו משמטרי. But I would not know more. It's the same lomdus. I would only know two and not more. But if the first gear says, I would think two and not more. I would think two is much more chamur. But mele I would not know more. Just two ways how to read the pshat, with the brackets or without the brackets. In the Agamah we have the brackets, and the side they bring from Ksaviyad, there was no reason to erase it. Maybe in the end of Shir we'll have a mashmoyus to the two girses. But be'etzem is no grace in afkamina. There's no be'etzem grace in afkamina. ואפילו לרבאשי, דנפקה ליצור הצור מסבור אלה כמון בפירקים, מכל מקום, איץ צריך לטונה, להשמיעין אם דלוי תסק הדייטה למימה דלו ליצור נפקה. So, long again, first the first terrace of Tesis, and then the Veoit. Tesis asked the Kasha, why I need עד סוף כל האוילום? זוג Tesis, you know why I would need עד סוף כל האוילום? Because I would think דווקא צור הצורס, and תפי לוי. This is Be'etzim the answer of Tesis. Why I have to say Atzof Kol Ha'olam? Because if I would not have Atzof Kol Ha'olam, I would think only Tzoro could answer the Tzoro, but Tzoro could not answer Vaita. Why? So Tesis says, Alive the Rabbi Yudah that is a Droshe, I would think the Droshe is only two and not more. Lefi Rav Ashi that it's a Svore, so Lechur has no Mokum to be Mechalik. But I would not know that Rav Ashi is a Svore. So long again, first the first Teretz of Tesis. The first Teretz of Tesis is learning Pshat in the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel like Shitas Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel. Now when the Gemara asked the Kashe, Keitzad Poitres Tzoroseyem, Mino HaNemile, it's only one Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Mino HaNemile De Tzoras Tzoro Pturo. That the Gemara is looking for a Mokoyr that Tzoras Tzoro is Potu. The Gemara wants a mocker that Tzoras Tzoro is potu. Dehainu, we don't have a posuk on Tzoras Tzoro. The Erve could batu the Tzoro Melitzroir. Frek the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel from where we know that Tzoras Tzoro is also. The Tzoro could batu the Tzoro. This is the way Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel learns the Gemara, and this is the way Tesis in the first Pshat learns the Gemara. And of them we have Machlekes Rab Yudah v'Rab Lozo v'Rab Oishia. Rav Ashi, Rav Yudah says, "Omar kro litzroir, hatoyro ripto tzorois harbe. Litzroir, a lot." Rav Ashi Omar, "Svori, tzoro maitai me'asire de b'mokim erve kaimi. Tzoro tzoro nami b'mokim erve kaimi." What is the svori of Rav Ashi? Gmor and Daf Yud Gimel. We don't have a posuk on tzoro tzoro. We only have a posuk that the erve patters the tzoro. So how we know that the Tzoro could patter her Tzoro? Benefila Shnio. How we know that the Tzoro could patter Tzoro Benefila Shnio? Rabbi Yudah says it's a drosha. Litzro, Tzoro is arbe. Litzro, Tzoro is arbe. Tzoro is arbe. We have a mocker, Tzoro is arbe. Rav Ashi says Svore. Erve maitai me'asuro, de b'mokim Tzoro kaime. Tzoro nami b'mokim erve kaime. What is the svore? Svore of Rav Ashi. I've told you, svore of Rav Ashi. There's no posuk, there's no drosha. We have a svore. What is the svore? What is the svore? Erve tzora mai taime asire de bemokim erve kaime. Tzora tzora, tzora tzora bemokim erve nami kaime. What is the svore? So Rebbe Chonon speaks out. We'll see maybe soon inside. What is the svore of the Gemara lechaure? Why the erve patters the tzora? Tzora mai taime asure de bemokim erve kaime. While she's together with the erve, she gets the alochas of the erve. So while she gets the alochas of the erve, she's potu. While she gets the alochas of the erve, b'meile she's potu. So while she gets the alochas of the erve, b'meile she's potu. While she gets the alochas of the erve, b'meile she's potu. So now the tzoras erve is like the erve. So if the tzora gets the alochas of the erve, that she's potur like the erve, so the tzora tzoro is now a tzoro with a tzoras erve. So like the tzoras erve has the alochas of the erve, the tzoras erve has the same erve, so why her tzora has to be the same? I'll put it in our words. We have an erve and we have a tzora. If the tzora is like a mirror, she has exactly all of the alochas of the erve, so now her tzora is also a tzora of a erve. A glatta svore. If the tzora has the alochas of the erve, if the tzora has the alochas of the erve, tzora may taime asire de bemokim erve kaime. So the tzora is also bemokim erve. She's also with the erve. Like the tzora's erve has a shame of a erve, the tzora also has the zelbe svore. The zelbe shame. Tzoras Erve. Why Tzoras Erve is potur? Because she's with the Erve together, so she gets, the Gemara understands why she's potur. No. B'mokim Erve kaime. The Gemara doesn't say Shesach. You're asking and the Gemara? We're not asking and the Gemara. We're learning the Gemara now. You're offering some? B'mokim Erve kaime, not Shesach. So, who told the Gemara? I don't know. First, what stayed in the Gemara? First verse state in the Gemara. Tzora mai taime asire de bemokim erve kaime, she gets the shame of the erve. If she gets the shame of the erve, so her tzora also gets the shame of the erve. Now, listen very carefully. Rabbi Yehuda learns that this is not a svore. You need a posuk for that. I understand Rabbi Yehuda very well. Very poshut. Avu state that the tzora gets the shame of the erve. She gets a shame if the erve. She's like the erve. Who says she's so chomur, mamish like a erve, to say that she could give her tzora also a shame? Who said? Rav Ashi is a huge chiddush. I have a tzora erve. How it works, look, Rav Ashi, I'll tell you how it works. The erve makes the tzora to have a shame tzora erve. And like the erve is butter, like the erve is butter, the tzora also gets that shame. The tzora also gets that shame. Shame of tzora's erve. Maybe I'll be masbit with the prime godim that we mentioned. The prime godim learns in Poras Yosef that if you marry the tzora's erve, you chayev kores as bitoy. If you marry the tzora's erve, you chayev chutz v'meishesach. The Prime Godim learns Yechayev Kores if Tzoras Bitoy. It's mamish like a erve. We'll see in the Gois Mamoni, it says Ein Kiddushin Toif Simbo. It's mamish like a erve. She has a shame of erve. So Rav Ashi holds, why erve is potu? Erve is erve leibu. Why the Tzor is potu? B'mokim erve kaime, the aloch is, everyone gets the alochas of the one that she's with her together. So now the tzora is like the erve. So benefila shniya, the tzora was like the erve, so she could patter her tzora. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, nay. I understand that the erve could patter the tzora. Together she's potu. But she's mamish like her. Does not mistaba. But now we go tiefer. So lefira of Ashi that it's a svore. So while the erva reflexes and the tzora, she's like her, so the tzora will do it to the next one, and the next one to the next one, and the next one to the next one. There's no reason that it will stop. Why it will stop? If the erva could make the tzora like her, so the Tzorah could make, and Memel Rav Ashi says, Mismore, if the Erva made the Tzorah like her, the Tzorah could make her Tzorah like her, and that Tzorah could make her Tzorah. So, I don't need a puzzle. This was bothering Tesis. So what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Again, if it's a glatte Svorah, it doesn't have a Mishnah. So weit. If it's a Svorah, it doesn't have a Mishnah. I would say, Chodsh, the Mishnah says the Svorah? Nay. Tesis is bothered that the Svorah is so chazak, I don't have a Mishnah. The fear of you there, that it's not a Svorah, I need a Pasuk. I understand. The Erve could patter the Tzorah, but to make the Tzorah like an Erve, that she could patter, Merich HaTeseh. But Rav Ashi learned that it's a Svorah. So weit, Chnafi Shobana Mishnah. What did the Tesis tell us? But I would not know that it's a Svorah. I would think that it's a Drosha, and the Drosha only said that the Erve could patter the Tzorah, and the Tzorah could patter. Who said weiter? Who said weiter? Avada will have to understand why to stop. But if it's a small head, it goes weiter and weiter. If it's a Gzera Sakosuv, two. Not more from that. Also, we have to understand why would be a Gzera Sakosuv two. The Gzera Sakosuv, the Elvi could ask the Tzorah, and the Tzorah is strong enough to ask her, Bazal. It gets weaker and weaker. You don't have a kerch to go weiter and weiter. Till here's the thesis. Kommt Rab Kiva Eiger, and Rab Kiva Eiger asks a kasha. And here's that Gosha Saiv Reb Nochem and Sain Reb Elchonen and Kovitz Ores. Reb Elchonen and Kovitz Ores, Ois Gimel, Simen Gimel, Ois Yudalet, Ois Tesvov. We'll see him in a second inside. Rab Kiva Eiger asks the kasha. And again, not to get mixed up, Rav Kiva Eiger's kasha is not noigea to Rav Yudah and Rav Ashi. Rav Kiva Eiger came and asked a zaitike kasha. Fregt Rav Kiva Eiger, why I need a posuk on Tzoras Tzorah? I don't need a posuk on Tzoras Tzorah. I will tell you why Tzoras Tzorah is also the Erve patter the Tzorah. The Eishes Ach came back. Now the Tzorah is Eishes Ach from Reuven. Eishes Ach sheyesh lebonim. It's Mufka from the Parsha. Benefila Shnio, she's an Erbe from Eishes Ach. And Azei Eishes Ach shelo yoboi lomoi. Could patter the Tzorah. Azei Eishes Ach mi'imoi. Could patter the Tzorah. So that Eishes Ach could patter her Tzorah. Why I need a Pasuk? Why I need a Drosha, fragt Rav Kiva Eiger. Misvora, I could figure it out. The Erve will patter the Tzorah, will come to Rig the Eishesach, and that Eishesach will patter the Tzorah. So some came and said, ah, Rav Kiva Eiger means to ask that Rav Ashi is right. Not Rav Yude, Rav Ashi is right. Maybe Rav Chaim Moizer had a plita skulmus to say like that, maybe. Zoid Rav Nochem and Rav Elchonon Cholilo! Cholilo to learn like that. Rav Kiva Eiger didn't mention a word, Rav Ashi. Why he can ask? V'im toima Rav Ashi is right, Rav Yudah doesn't make sense. He didn't ask that. He knows that Rav Ashi didn't say his svore. Rav Ashi said, if he our girsa, we'll see maybe it's a girsa if the riff different. Our girsa is, Tzoro mai taime asuro, de bemokoim erve kaime. The Gemara is not asking that the Eishes Ach came back. Rabbi Liborch Zatzal added, if like Rav Kiva Eiger, Rav Ashi is not a svore, is a knech. It's a svore. It's a svore. It's a boom. It's a Eishes Ach. It's a svore. Das heißt, Svore. Svore means it's a lomdische Sache. It's a Svore. A Svore. It's not a Svore, fragt Rebbe Liborch. This is a Cheshbe. It's not even a Cheshbe. It's Aleph and Beis. It's Gimel, yeah? The Eishes Ach comes back. This you don't call Svore. Svore means, if I see the Erve could patter the Tzore means, could make her an Erve. So if it could make her so white an Erve, and she's an Erve for herself, she could be an Erve weiter. This is a Svore. Tzore, my time, I see it, and I'm going to be an Erve. And not only that, we'll see later, Rab Kiva Eger even didn't ask for Meshach Sach Shalom Boi Lomoy. He bought Rayas from Daf Ches. He bought Rayas from Daf Lamed Beis that Meshach Sach could patter. He didn't ask. Rab Kiva Eger had to ask the Poshna Cheshbon, like everyone here that saw Rab Kiva Eger today. The Meshach Sach comes back, led it to patter. Who said Meshach Sach patters? Shalom Boi Lomoy, Meshach Sach Meimoy. Rab Kiva Eger didn't bring these Meshach Sach. He went to Daf Lamed Beis. He went to Daf Ches. There's a reason. It's when he tchilas answer. I don't want to get to the answer yet. But Rav Kiva Eger is not asking a simple kasha. But mikol mokim liinyaneinu. Rav Kiva Eger is maimi the kasha. This kasha is sayle fi Rav Yude, sayle fi Rav Ashi. Now maybe we could go trop weiter. The kasha of Rav Kiva Eger. These words be'etzem is Rebel Chonon. Koy betzaor esim en gimel yudaled tesvov. He says, "Betchilov, some people thought that Rav Ashi meant that the Ishes Ach comes back, and this is the svara of Rav Ashi." Zogt Rebbe Chonon, "Aval ha'ma'ayin ba'gemore ire she'ein ze kavon asa gemore, elo kavon asa gemore she'atzoro yesh lo shem ervo vehu apoiter tzoroso." This is Koy betzaor. That's everything we're saying now. Koy betzaor is gimel ois yudaled tesvov milo b'milo. Now we'll just add a knetch. And again, this is the Avia voice. It's not stam a kasha. Lo mefragin de kasha shterker. Lefi Rashi, that we're learning from the beginning of Zman, that the Erve doesn't answer the Tzoro. Rashi says the whole time in the Mishnah, maybe later we have time, we'll see the end of the Rashi's of the Mishnah, we have time to read them inside. Ve'ilkach, Kevon Shem Tzoro Azbito Ipturo, Sh'nesro Lemishas Nefila Tzorishoim, Ve'arei Olav Keishasach. Rashi learns not oisros, poitros. The Erva just patters the Tzoro. And the Tzoro just has a Ishasach. So Rav Kiva Eger's kasha will be, maybe it's included in his kasha. Not only I don't need to come to the svore that b'mokim erve kaimen, she's like a erve to pater. Lefi Rashi, b'emes avi, it's only Ishasach. It's not more from that. It's only Ishasach. Again, Rav Kiva Eger learned that state in the Gemara that it's not the Ishasach. It's something more. I don't know what it is. Frag Rav Kiva Eger why we need it. Why we need it? Why we need it? Why we need it, Frank Rav Kiva Eger? Tepuge mitzad Ishasach. Tepuge mitzad Ishasach. Why we need it? Tepuge mitzad Ishasach. I'm saying, Lefi Rashi, it's not only why we need it. We don't know more from that. Lefi Rashi, that we're learning Poitras, the vile, we don't know more from Eishasach. We don't know more from Eishasach. We don't know more from Eishasach. We learn Lefi Rashi, the Elva patters the Tzoro, but not that she asks the Tzoro. She's only Potu. So why she patters Benefila Shnir? We explain Bepashtas Mitzad Eishasach. So Rav Kiva Eger's kasha is calls it bichlal Rav Kiva Eger's kasha, and the Gemara lechura shteit nishta zeh. So if we will say it chotch Rav Kiva Eger has means Rav Ashi and Rashi is going lefi Rav Ashi, no, it will be a halbe teretz. Rashi is mazud the masechta ali b'de Rav Ashi. It's not emes. I will show you Rashi in the Mishnah klo is going. Look in Rashi in the Mishnah is going ali b'de Rav Yude. Kach tzoroso. Look in Rashi in the Mishnah Beis Amud Beis. Eish esochi v'asheni acher es p'tura shezu petarto v'tay meyoli b'gimorim elitzroi. Rashi is mazbir tzora tzora es potu mikzer es akosuf. So he's mazbir alibid Rav Yudah, not alibid Rav Ashi. So again, to be madgish. Could be Rav Kiva Eger never learned in Rashi poitres. Could be he learned oisres. Chveisnish. So Rav Kiva Eger is maimi de kashe. We have to remember, this is the Amode, this is the kashe of Yevomes. He's maimi de kasha. He knows that Rav Ashi said a svore. Tzora my time asura de mokim erve kaim. And we explained that the tzora gets the shame tzora as erve. And the mele she patters the tzora. And the mele she patters the tzora. And Rav Yudah holds that that needs a posuk. You can't say it misvore. And Rav Ashi holds that you could say it misvore. Frek Rav Kiva Eger, I hear you mehalich. What happened to the Ishasach? Hey chonel am Ishasach. Why it's not working mitzad Ishasach? Das ist Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. Hey chonel am Ishasach. We'll see. It's not exactly, it's nefila shnir. It's the same and not the same. It's nefila shnir, it's not nefila rishayna. No, klappe the first one, not klappe the second
one. Both wanted. She had a banana in the first one.
Klappe the second one, not klappe the first one. They just asked the first one, doesn't want the Hebrew with the second one. If the answer of Kiverig is Kasha, we have to come to a Hezbah. But now I'm saying again, Chutz from Kiverig is Kasha. As why we have to come to the Ishesach? Lechure b'das Rashi devil, das Rashi devil. We don't know more from that. If we learn Poitras and we don't learn Oisres, so we only have the Ishesach lefi Rashi. This is the way when we started the Chakira. We said Rashi is Mashma Pskerov. We said says Oisres. Very Givaldik. So Dagen, this is what works. For example, Kivayger, well, you need Oisres. Typically, Mitzadah today, the Ishesach could batter. Say, so Kivayger is Kashi. But if we don't learn Oisres, we learn Poitras. So we don't have more from the Ishesach. So we need typically Mitzadah Ishesach. And this is the only thing there. Kol ze bichlal rab kivayger is Kashi. Kol ze bichlal rab kivayger is Kashi. And the Gemara shtet nishta ze. Not only the Gemara, Rashi says you need a posuk. Rashi says you need a posuk. And not only that, Rashi in the Mishnah says you need a posuk that me'achar shepotro makosuf, that the Ishesach comes back, you need a posuk. You need a drosha. You need a drosha. Why you need a drosha? The Ishesach comes back, it's a herve, but mele it works. Kol ze bichlal rab kivayger is Kashi. Again, if we will manage somehow, and this is the way we're learning, Avade, Rabbi Cholan said, was Hoyo Misherotzo Loimar that Rav Ashi meant the Svore from Rav Kiveiger, and Rashi will go with that Rav Ashi. Avade does nicht emes. Avade does nicht emes. The only time to learn like that is the Rif. The Rif has a different girsa in Daf Yud Gimel. The Rif brings down the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel. Listen to the Loshen. Rav Ashi Omar Svoru, Ervo Maitai Me Asuro Bememokim Tzoro Kaime, Tzoro Nami Bememokim Tzoro Kaime. This could mean Take Eishesach. Ervo Maitai Me Asuro, Tzoro Maitai Me Asuro Bememokim Ervo Kaime, Tzoro Nami Bememokim Tzoro Kaime. Means Eishesach. It's also not 100% because we're big geschmack to say tzora b'mokim eishesach koi, but it's bad. In our Gemara state, erva tzora b'mokim erva kaimi. Tzora meitai me'asura b'mokim erva kaimi. Tzora nami b'mokim erva kaimi. Mashma the zelbe erva. The zelbe erva, the first erva. The feeder Rif b'mokim the second tzora she is. So it could be Mizdei Yishesach. Again, it's not the way we learn. Now let me get into the second teretz of Tesfos. Ve'oit, the second teretz of Tesfos learns was never a tzad that it's a svore. Loi mi boi a svore from Rav Kiveiger, but even the svore from Rav Ashi never exist. The svore from Rav Ashi never exist. Ve'oit oimer del Rav Ashi nami tzora tzoro nafke militzroi. So lefi that, when the Gemara asks a kashen daf Yud Gimel, minolon, the Gemara is not going as tzora tzoro, the Gemara in Yud Gimel minolon, the Gemara means tzora tzora tzoro minolon. Aber an tzora tzoro is no sugi in daf Yud Gimel. Why? Do be Gemara ktoni be'edi b'shmais in Gimel amud beis, tzora tzora seye minayin, talmid loy mar litzroi veloy lotzu. ולכמון דבוי מנוע נמילה לא יצור צור עסקו אמר דבהד ידור ישלו וברייסי מליצרוי אלו אפילו אמה דמסניסים קוי. So the second pshat of Tesis Tainis, that the Gemara, not like Rashi in the Yud Gimel, that the Gemara is going at Tzor HaTzoro, the Gemara is going at Tzor HaTzor HaTzoro. Of a Tzor HaTzoro we learn from the Gimel. Tzoratzor we learn in Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel is on Tzoratzor. So before we start to see the second chapter of Tesfes, the Goen, if you look, turn the Gemara Gimel Amud Beis, Goen Ois Aleph. Look in the Gemara Gimel Amud Beis, the Goen Ois Aleph says, don't be scared from Tesis Kasha and Rashi that says that it's often the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Beis Tzoratzor, and you want to say that the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel is Tzoratzor. Rashi is not Goyer as the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis. Rashi is Goyer as in Gimel Amud Beis. Tzoro is minayim. Tzoratzor Rashi didn't have as a girse. As is like the Goyer is Gimel. Ois Aleph. Tevis Eilu Mechukes. Vezeu Rashi Lekamon Minoan Emile Tzoratzor. Uma Sherosem Roshem Gan. The loike tesis leil beizam would save the Brahmas Hilat Shinit Hukubeze. So the Goyen says Rashi Tak is not good as the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis. So what is the Pshat in the Gemara of Yud Gimel? Zog tesis a new Pshat in the Gemara of Yud Gimel. What is the new Pshat in the Gemara of Yud Gimel? Zog the Goyen and Zog the Tesis. Ve'omar Rab Yudah de'kulu mishtayim elitzroyer. Litzroyer is marbe etzor is harbe. Ve'Rav Ashi sovar de'lemitzro loy mashma el etrei. Ve'afilu meo misvor enafki. De'tzoroso maitai me'asuro kol kach. Sho'iser es gam tzoroso. De'memoki me'arbe kaime. Tzoratzor enami te'osu. Tzor ha'achar z'moki me'arbe kaime. Zog teises pshat. Anu pshat. Lekule alma, you need a posuk and tzora tzora. Da'ainu misvore, I know that the erve pat is the tzora. I know that the erve pat is the tzora. Aber I don't, and we're saying oisres, and the tzora becomes a tzora's erve. But I would not know misvore that the tzora could pat her tzora. She's a tzora's erve. Aber who said that she's so stark also to pat her tzora? So I have a posuk that she could patter her tzor. Rav Yudah says, okay, she could patter her tzor. But who said that it could go weiter? I need a posuk, weiter and weiter and weiter. And Rav Ashi learns, no, I would not know that the erve could patter her tzor. I need a posuk. But after I know that the erve could patter her tzor, misvore I could say that tzor could patter weiter and weiter and weiter. And what is the machloikis again? Rabbi Yudah learns the erva patters the tzora. I have a pasuk the tzora patters the tzora, but maybe only two, maybe not more. Samod nezach. The erva gives a copy to the tzora. The tzora has a shame tzora's erva that she could patter, but not more. This mamish needs a lot of teira. Monefshach. If the tzora's erva has a shame tzora's erva, she could patter her tzora. Why it will not go weiter? Rav Ashi Svore here is very glad. The Haini. In the first Machleikes, I think Rav Ashi is the Mechadish. Hashem said the Erve patters the Tzoro. Oh, but the Tzoro is mamish like a Erve to patter weiter. Chidush, Rav Ashi says it's a Svore. Rav Yudah needs a Pasuk. I can hear. Rav Yudah needs a Pasuk. Oh, but they also said that if it's a Pasuk, maybe only two. It's Veislish. Now Teis says again that everyone is masking that it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk said two. Aber mechetesa to go weiter. Mechetesa to go weiter. Rav Ashi says, it's a svara to go weiter. It's a svara to go weiter. And Rav Yudah holds, no, it's no svara to go weiter. Lechure, the Gladkeit will say, Avad is a svara to go weiter. What is the tzad not to go weiter? Amram Kivege, what is the svara not to go weiter? Why is the tzad? The erve could ask the tzora. The tzora could make her tzora to be a tzora. Aber nicht weiter. Why not? Yeah, so the pasuk only has two. But why? Is the tzora in it? But Zappor Adum, it's Gzeiras HaKosuf. It's Gzeiras HaKosuf. I understand again. In the beginning, Rav Yudah says, Rav Ashi says, if the erve could ask the tzora likes the erve. Rabbi Yudah says it's not a svara, it could patter the tzora. Who said the tzora is like a erve? Prima Godim says it's a malkes, and the tzora is not a evis kiddushin. Pseida, this is kiddushin. This is kiddushin. Aber... Why? But why? So what? But if the one with him gets his shame, So why the one with him doesn't get the shame?
Maybe only the
two. Why? What? Yeah, but why it will stop?
Why shouldn't it?
Because the same thing the Elbe patterns her Tzora, and the Tzora's Elbe gives her a shame.
It's only that.
Why? I know that it patterns. I'm asking. Why? I'm asking why. But after the Chiddush.
The Chiddush is that
patterns. I want to explain. What I'm asking, I'm right. I'm right because Rav Ashi says that it's a Svara. I'm explaining a Svara of Rav Ashi. You can't explain to me that I'm wrong. I want to explain. You can't explain to me that I'm wrong. I will explain. In the first part of Tesis, I didn't ask it so stark. Rav Ashi says a Svara, Rav Yudah doesn't know from the Svara. Say that. It's a Chiddush Svara. Here, Rav Ashi is saying a Svara. We have to know what Rav Yudah is Chaylik. What Rav Yudah is Chaylik in the Svara? What is the machlekes? Siddur Svara from Rav Ashi. Rav Yudah is Chaylik. Again, this Anish can shach is Rav Kveger. Rav Kveger is leaving all of that. Comes Rav Kveger and says, forget about all of this Holach Yaylich. Forget about all of this Holach Yaylich. I'm asking the Meise, come zurück to Eishe Sach. That's Rav Kveger's Kashe. That's Rav Kveger's Kashe. Come zurück to Eishe Sach. And this is where I have to be Hashem Hashem Yashe. And I say, noch einmal. Rashi is poshut like the first Eretz. And our chiyuv is allemal to remember that Rav Kveger's kasha is a kasha in the Gemara, but lefi Rashi it's not only a kasha in the Gemara. Lefi the way we're learning Rashi and the vow we're not changing, that it's poitres, we're living Rav Kveger's kasha. This is the way we're learning Ptur Tzora. We're living the Ptur Tzora like this. This is the way we understand Pshat in the Mishnah. So Taki, we have to understand what is Rav Yudah, what is Rav Ashi, what is the Chiddush of the Mishneh. Kol zeh nichlal b'Rav Kveger's Kashe. And I'm gay. The Pesach for Rav Kveger's Kashe is that Rav Kveger didn't ask the Kashe direct. Rav Kveger didn't ask it direct. Rav Kveger asked the Kashe. Chava Kashe from Daf Lamed Beis, Chava Kashe from Daf Ches. The way all of you understand Rav Kveger's Kashe had to be not such a big Rav Kveger. Had to be one line. I don't understand what is the ganze zach after the Elbe part of the Tzora, she's a Ishesach, let the Ishesach to part of Vaito. Azei v'shlo aboi lomoi, azei v'ishesach iv me'imoi. In Rav Kveger is merumes, and I'm leaving it b'ez Hashem, we'll get to the terutzim of Rav Kveger, is merumes that even Rav Kveger knew there is a way to answer his shayla. Even Rav Kveger knew there is a way to answer his shayla. Just... He was marich. Let me have to go on the next Teisves. Bitoi. Pirish Bakuntras. Bitoi me anusosoi. The ime nesuosoi, aynu bas ishtoi. De loy gora, mipnei shei bitoi. So bektzoro again this Teisves. Teisves brings down Rashi, that Rashi learns that bitoi, what is bitoi of the Mishneh? The bitoy of the Mishnah Zoktrashi is bitoy manusosoi. Because if it's bitoy from his married wife, it's basishtoy. And again, so it's the same. We don't have 15 arayas, we don't have 15 noshi. Frek teses akashi and rashi is a gemara in daftes. The gemara says that if you have four brothers, two married, two sisters, and they die, and one could do yibum, and one cannot do yibum. Asur leze muteres leze, veasur leze muteres leze. And the Gemara tries to figure out how these two sisters, one of them is muter to this one, and one of them is muter to this one. Four brothers marry two sisters, and they die, and one of them is muter to this one, and one of them is muter to this one. And the Gemara goes back and forth. Zogt Rashi, it can be that one of the arayas is bitoy. Why? Because if it's bitoy meishtoy, so it means that these two sisters are married one mother. If they married one mother, so it's a ishesach. So it's a ishesach. If it's his wife, so b'meile it's a ishesach. So it can be. So Rashi says, al kochoch, our Mishnah is not talking on the case of Bitoy, because the case of two brothers and two sisters could only marry Be'oinsim, and the Mishnah is not Be'oinsim. The Mishnah is Benesuim. Frag this, was Rashi by us says that the Mishnah it has to be bitoy manusosoy, not bitoy minusosoy. And in the Gemara, there is mevuer in Rashi that the Mishnah is has to be bebitoy minusosoy, not bebitoy manusosoy. This is Teisus Kasha. Let me know the Lashon HaTeisus. Bitoy pirish bakundas bitoy manusosoy. The imenusosoy, hainu basishtoy, the legorah mipnei shei bitoy. Velefi ze odek roma begmori rabidim tam chamoysu veilech. So, I don't know what the reason is. The Peter K. the boy in Simcoe Mascaraslo. But the Simcoe Mascaraslo. But the Simcoe Mari born Simcoe Mari. Look, Mr. Pirish Bakundres, that our mission is the Simcoe Mari. The MK Nainu Basisto. And the Slavos, the Simcoe Mari Rapriere, and not our mission. But this is the answer is asking a steer. That in our mission, Rashi says that's Peter Manu Sosoi. And in the Gemara state that it's bitoy minusuosoy. And if the way the Rashi is maimed the Mishnah, and the Gemara it's bitoy minusuosoy. So we have to miyash of this Rashi, Mitzvah Hashem, but it's a Zaytik Azach, and I want Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow straight miyad a little bit and to start the next basis in Mitzvah Hashem.
Let me put on this one,